Welcome, everybody. This is your Melbourne preview, looking at other races as well with our form analyst, David Gately. How are you, Dave?
I'm well, Andrew. How's yourself?
Excellent, mate. Looking forward to another program coming up on the weekend at Flemington.
Yeah, it's a ripping card, isn't it? Obviously, the listed Ramsden shaping up Wait for Age, so golden ticket into the Melbourne Cup, and there's a really promising one in Surprise Baby who heads the market.
Gee, they latched onto it too when the market opened on Wednesday. I think it was around 3:20, 3:30 with Tab, and it's really, supported it on the Wednesday. We'll get your thoughts on that race shortly, but let's look at the quaddie. Race 6, the first leg over the 1,800 metres. What's your thoughts here?
Well, I think Sir Pippin's come up a silly price. I think he's a great value play in the first leg of the quaddie. His Australian debut was terrific. He just ran down Intururi, who's certainly a Saturday grade horse. Now, he just stayed at that mile range last time, and I think he was looking for further. Add to that, the tempo was against him. He hit the line 11.60 and now gets to 1,800. So I think he's over the odds. Dr. Drill's a danger, but he's dual accepted. So if he ends up at Flemington, he's a live danger, as is a Raja and even Handsome Return, Admiral's Joker. So we're going to take a five of them in the quaddy, but the race might fall away a bit, Andrew. So we're 6, 9, 5, 11, 18.
Righto. So that is the first leg of the quaddy, race number 6. Race 7 is the Hilton Nicholas straight 6 over the trip of 1,200, obviously, in a field of 14. How does it set up? And I note order of command back to the straight track.
Yeah, that's right. And he's chased Nature Strip at 1,200 metres here and won so well at the trip last time. So, look, I'd love him if he was drawn a bit wider, but I still think he can win. He's proven that, as in, he's been able to win up the straight drawn in. I think Haunted's the one to beat. Well-backed first up, dominant winner, and then stayed on the slower inside part of the track last time and just missed Dispatch, who, of course, then won a Group 1. His win prior to that, this horse beat Dollar for Dollar, who was then beaten narrowly in another Group 1 in Queensland. So drawn the right part of the track. Holbein resumes, jumped out well. Danger, Order of Command goes in. And you have to put Manalo Blahnik in, but his best recent form is at 1,400. I didn't want him on my side in the quaddie, 5, 8, 4, and 2.
5, 8, 4, and 2 there in race number 7. Race 8, this is the feature, as you said earlier, the Andrew Ramsden. The winner gets a start in the Melbourne Cup if they wish come the first Tuesday. And as I say, Surprise Baby for Dean Holland. Well, take us through the start of this race, the 2,800, and this wide barrier with the favourite.
Yeah, well, they've got a few options with him. I noticed in his Adelaide Cup when he was able to settle midfield. So at this distance range, I wonder what their plan will be. They'll probably be trying to find a spot just off midfield and see if they can slot in. But it will be a challenge. You'd obviously get a good solid run to that first turn. So I don't think there's any need to panic. Maybe that's the reason, Tab went up the price they did, but punters didn't see it as an issue, gravitated to him. I think he's the best for the day. He was terrific last time with the gap between runs. He chased Steel Prince, meets him 6 kilos better at this weight for age scale. And we know he's going to be strong at the end of 2,800. So he's the best for the day, but he's not solo in the quaddie. Steel Prince's win last time was terrific, beating him, of course. And his record beyond 2,000 is exceptional. So I want him on the side as well, Steel Prince. I'm going to go skinny this leg, though, mate, 12-2 only.
Okay, so 12-2 there, and as I said, Surprise Baby, $3.30, $3, $2.80, and as we record this on Thursday morning, it's currently $2.50. Surprise Baby, number 12, Steel Prince at $3.70. So 12-2 only in the Andrew Ramsden. What about the last here down in the straight again over the 1,100?
Yeah, I don't think it's easy. Anjana gives weight to the boys, which is never easy, but good closing splits in a Group 1 last start. Drawn the right part of the track, probably, and you'd have to say he's top pick, but again, we're not going solo here. Tequila Time was in the betting first up, long spell, but the saddle slip was total forgive run. This horse good enough to beat Fundamentalist. Last prep is Group 1 form, obviously. Really swish the best overs for mine, and not enough effort through the same form line goes in. Probably need Arcadian on our side as well. So we're coming home 1, 2, 15, 5 and 4.
Okay, so playing extra numbers there. 1, 2, 15, 5 and 4. So that's the thoughts of this stage from David Gately for the legs of the quaddy at Flemington. And as you said, the best is Surprise Baby for you.
Yeah, we'll make race 8 number 12 our best, mate. Surprise Baby. Might just be a star, this horse.
All right. The Group 1 in Brisbane at Eagle Farm, good four at this stage. It's expected to stay in that area. In the Kingsford Smith Cup, what's your thoughts here on the Group 1?
You know, I spent a lot of time on this race last night, and I keep coming back to the fact that at the moment in Australia, you just don't need to be a star to win these Group 1s, and I say that with great respect. We saw Dispatch win a Group 1 last week. You know, Sprite's got a rocket finish on her. She won a Group 1 prior to that. The Bostonian, of course, wins the Group 1 Doomben 10,000. So with all that in mind, I think Victorum is the one at the wrong odds. They got a long way back, first up from an awkward draw, flew at the line behind Viridine. Viridine's been highly competitive with the favourite in this race in trekking, and you're getting double figures, Victorum. I think can settle closer from that gate, and in a race where you can make a case for probably 10 of them, I'm going with the three Victorum on top in the big one.
Okay, currently $11, as you say there, and $3.80. Is trekking the Bostonian, I'm excited. Are they the main threats to Victorum?
Oh, for sure. I mean, trekking's super consistent. When he gets on top of the ground, you know, he's a proper Group 1 horse. So he's a must. The Bostonian had the right run last time, sure. But took a good scalp in Osborne Bulls. And we can tie the form in, you know, through a couple of runners throughout his career as well. I think the one down the bottom, Outback Barbie, can measure up here. Just needs a touch of luck from the draw, so we've shuffled her down the pecking order a bit. But certainly, I think it's a great betting race, mate. I'm going to take Victorum and then play some heavy Quinellas in the race.
Okay, so as I say, Victorum $11 for the Tab Kingsford Smith, the Group 1 at Eagle Farm on Saturday at 3:35. Good on you, Dave. Thank you for your weekly podcast. We'll do it again next week. And, of course, you'll be on Sky Racing 1 from Saturday morning going through all your selections.
Yep, looking forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dave. David Gately and our weekly preview podcast from him. Looking forward to the weekend's racing.